This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith. Thank you so much for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter / X at Gard, G-A-R-D, Goldsmith, G-O-L-D-S-M-I-T-H. Let's see what's happening in another country right now as we look at economics a little bit more. Let's see what happens when you get central banks, whether it's a central government issuing the money like the Roman government needs to call the coins in, shave silver off the coins, reissue the old coins, claiming they were worth just as much,
and then use the money that they shaved off to help pay their debts
as they had their giant hegemonic empire expanded all the way up into the United Kingdom.
I've often brought up on this show.
Let's talk about. I guess they never made it to Wales.
Also,
they got repelled.
Israel has a right
by the Welsh
to defend
barbarians.
Itself.
Very interesting.
That's a nonsense.
It's a very good Edgar Rice Burroughs novel.
I am a barbarian.
I also want to mention
that talking about
being
Dorn
from that area,
job
going down and
trying to
impress
Vivek or Vivek.
Let's talk about the extension of the Roman Empire a little bit right now.
Doing a little
central
bit
banking
some of the other
and where they might be going.
And they had a very
in a nation state just north of here, where I am in New Hampshire.
Israel has a right to its
own. But that's not how I understand the global lingo. Israel has a right. Israel doesn't have any rights. States don't have rights. Individuals have rights. The only way that states can exist is by infringing on the rights that they control. And from them, they extract their wealth. Fund their government police. It is an extortion practice. That's all it is. That's all the state is. That's all it ever is. It operates through force and oppression. It's not voluntary. As Aaron Peters and I discussed today,
there is
how about that Declaration of Rights and Freedoms in Canada?
Contract.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau really respected that.
Offensive.
He engaged in his emergency before they even voted on it.
Which is
and by the way, there's one last vestige of the British government that's supposed to.
Culture, the
supposed to have a final say as to whether or not they can engage in an emergency.
What is valuable.
And
that is
even emergency orders under Trudeau, even then,
on us.
The emergency orders
the only way
that they passed after their Charter of Rights and Freedoms
from
in Canada.
It contradicts the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
For example, in Canada, you're supposed to, according to their Charter of Rights and Freedoms that was revised in the 80s, you're supposed to be able to travel
of what
from
good,
province to province
where we
unmolested
to
by the government.
Profit, to offer
guess what
to
Trudeau
else,
and
take away
some of the provincial governors
away
did.
From
yeah, that's right.
So therefore,
and,
the central
troops,
is sociopath.
Just like I mentioned yesterday on the Dave Mann Show, and I've mentioned on my show,
it is
in the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 allows
society.
For the militia to
and
be
way
called
you can
up
tell,
by the federal government if a
the
state legislature
want,
or a governor
for
has asked
you
for the militia
the
to come in
to
help preserve their
things.
So-called constitutional
so
government
and
from invasion or violence.
The government
and Greg Abbott has done that, and now the governor of Arizona, a Democrat, has also
some.
Done that.
Therefore,
and Biden's
no one
not
can
responding.
Say the government
in Canada,
is providing anything
the provincial
value.
Governors
therefore, everything the
are
government
supposed
does
to be the ones who draw
they have society
with for
that
federal soldiers, military to come
in
before those soldiers.
The
military can
works.
Come in.
So,
have
it's
no
quite
rights.
Interesting.
It's analogous to
they're
the United States Constitution. Let's talk about
they
what's going
no
on in Canada.
States can't
as
be harmed. They can't
politicians
sue
in Canada
harm.
Creep
only
closer
can sue other
to universal
harm,
basic
and yet the
income.
State will punish people.
And they get closer
we'll
to CBDC. Here's Professor Pete St. Ange.
Very
Pete St. Ange has done excellent work
to that.
And he's been,
as I said,
an advisor for
the
Heritage Foundation of all things. And he's probably one of their strongest
three
real
free
market
they
type people at Heritage.
Heritage is
bad
through the use of
I much prefer the Mises Institute.
To make people pay
Heritage,
those weapons. They are the
is
recipients
much more
of stolen
sort of,
goods.
Almost
therefore,
rhino
they have no right to use
now.
Those
used to be a little bit more openly towards
they have
freedom.
No right
but
to
Pete St. Ange,
that the government
great on his economics, and he's done
no
a wonderful job on Twitter / X, expanding his profile.
They have no right
even as an advertiser.
In the boots
as he talks about where
that the government
Canada
provides
is gone.
None of those soldiers
They're
have a right
it's
to
the Canadian
things.
Creep towards
because
CBDC
they were taken
and universal
the
basic
aggressive
income. Let's see what he has to say.
Universal basic income is coming to Canada. Will the U.S. be next?
By the very
I've been warning
John
of a UBI, universal basic income, for a while now, since that is where we are in the fall of Rome sequence. Recently, Canada's left-wing liberals proposed just such a scheme, dubbed the, quote, guaranteed livable basic income. Lest one think it's just the liberals who've gone mad, Canada's Conservative Party deputy leader then spoke warmly of it, saying conservatives should, quote, own it. So, in all likelihood, it's coming. First off, what is a UBI? The idea is to give everybody just enough to get by, whether or not they work.
And
the typical number might be $1,000 per month. Supporters claim people will still work, which is hilarious.
Nature,
more on that in a moment. And many conservatives,
there,
such as the deputy leader, have been suckered with promises that it will replace the existing welfare state. Which, of course, is a lie. New welfare schemes are often sold that way, including the EITC here in the U.S.,
which
sold as a negative income tax that would replace welfare as we know it. But, of course, that never happened. The extra trillions just went on top. Because it turns
Which
out that handing
that
free
first,
money is like salting a soup. It's easy to add,
so
it's very, very hard to take away.
Over the fact
Beyond
that
the bait and switch, why is a UBI
is
so bad?
Thing that
Probably because the cost
to
is raid the Treasury
nature.
Level,
Pray
so perhaps $3 trillion
a group
per year in the U.S.,
on another
but mostly because it would radically expand
saying, now
our growing army of permanently unemployed couch-surfing parasites who do little work beyond voting for more welfare. To see why I consider two similar phenomena today,
to
unemployment
well,
benefits
people?
And
what about the ones
pensions.
Who don't agree to it,
2 years ago, the New York Times put out a major
right
time use
stuff.
Survey
no, because as
finding that
I
while full-time workers
program,
spend 5 hours a day at work,
no
unemployed people on benefits spend just 30
consent,
minutes
and literally
a day looking
in the next
for work.
Sentence,
so how do they spend the other 4.5 hours?
By his consent,
watching TV, napping, surfing the internet, playing games, and hanging out with their girlfriend. So that's a 90% drop in work. We've got similar numbers from retirement. Once Americans hit that magic 65 line, the Bureau of Labor Statistics tallied up the number of seniors working. That came out to 8% working full-time, 7% working part-time, which compares to 63% of the general population. So in that case, it's an 80% drop. Beyond the extortionate taxes on the few who still would work, the main victims would be the young, who
would
be bribed out of entry-level jobs, ushered into a life of quasi-poverty, doing nothing, having nothing, and complaining about it on TikTok. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained. Vote buying has been popular since at least the Roman Empire, who put the bread in bread and circuses,
and that's where
it's, and it's driven the country
fall,
to ruin
down
since
bunker,
at least the Roman Empire.
Like,
but the political calculus
like,
is irresistible.
All
those millions of juicy votes.
I don't
the COVID was
a
the test case in Canada and in many other countries, and the next recession, you can be sure they will push it hard
a little bit
here in America.
About this so-called
as for
right
long-suffering Canadians, it looks like it will get worse before it gets better. Okay, we'll be watching.
Thank you, Pete St. Ange. Show that tomorrow night. And really good exercise. Had some pretty good comments here. Just want to mention.
Starting to pull them apart.
They do know that Canada is not implementing a universal basic income yet.
Points about
and they just point this out. This isn't really contradictory to what Peter St. Ponce
right
just said. One senator and one MP have bills that instruct the finance minister to develop a framework report on UBI.
That
is correct. Neither bill mentions a specific dollar amount nor directly implements
the
UBI. But they are getting closer. It's extremely important to keep
it
in mind, of course, because Canada is such
purity.
A fantastic
exactly
nation state.
Right now.
The government
so the
there is so awesome that, let's not forget, they celebrated a whopping SS.
It's an 84-page document. It came out like 2 hours ago, so I haven't had a chance to...
Oh, and they did that.
And I'm
while
probably not going to read all 84 pages.
Yeah,
it's not gonna,
that's right.
And
in
he
the
does
house,
a lot of work.
They had
a ton of work.
Now
a lot
of them are Mayor
Zelinsky.
There he is,
so
right there,
going to tell us
hanging out because
on what has
you know,
been going on and the mistakes
the Nazis
Israel has made.
Of the Azov Battalion,
a lot of information
and the Slobodan
Party,
of the
like
Ole Tjaniebach, which
whom
Scott
again, as
John McCain and Lindsey Graham met
Young Turks,
Joe Biden.
If you get an opportunity.
Pictures
check
of him shaking
hands
last
night
with Ole Tjaniebach
from the Young Turks.
He was
mentioned.
in that conversation between Jeffrey Pyatt and
Uger,
Victoria Nuland,
very good
in that FEU, that infamous
about the
2014 FEU recording that was gotten from their cell phones
as they were putting together the government
no longer functioning
that the United States and NATO and the Atlantic Council wanted
whatsoever
put in after the United States was involved with the overthrow of the Ukrainian government in 2013 in the Maidan coup.
Isn't that great?
Corridor.
What a where the Israelis are driving
all
these
away.
They're pushing all these people towards Egypt.
You,
and
you
as
some
I mentioned,
fun,
they're treating them like
Canada. That reminds you of the good old days.
And yes,
Egypt.
A lot
as
of people don't know that Canada is still actually part of the British
Empire.
Area.
Should just
that's
them in.
Why, in order to
just
institute the emergency
just
thing, they have to go with.
I can't remember what it's called.
And it is,
something
again,
like
as when I went to Boston,
the royalty in council, or something like that, or the king or the queen in council, and it's a representative from the British government,
David Cho,
who is part of the Canadian government. And they have
so
to get final approval
the
from
most
this person.
It's
really weird. But even if they get the final approval to go with emergencies, which
weird.
Justin Trudeau didn't even
really
wait. He just sent those forces out to trample people, like you saw from Rebel News,
Jewish
you know,
state.
Trampling a 76-year-old native Indian-Canadian woman.
Making money of all
yeah, that sort of thing. Tramp,
yes, you would expect
hitting one of the Rebel News reporters.
A lot of money for their degree.
You could see the wealth on their leg later.
A lot of stuff when
he just went
meetings about
he didn't even wait for the politicians,
for the Canadian
parliament
to approve it.
And
maybe
why?
That was
and
because they were too busy,
and they were
you know, thinking about making their plans to bring in Volodymyr Zelensky and a Nazi.
Cool.
You know,
wow.
That's
so
I don't know. You know, I'm just thinking about that.
But hey, you know, we have to remember he was just following orders.
And the Zionist mentality is very, very clear.
As we turn right now,
it's going
to
bring down somebody, and it might bring down Benjamin Netanyahu.
Something that we got to discuss yesterday with James Bovar,
and
I'll mention again,
while
just
the
real quick,
States may continue to
get the opportunity.
By the way,
Israel,
thank you everyone
how long
for your
really nice comments
the
about the
of
conversation
of
with James Bovard
Benjamin
on yesterday's David Knight Show.
They keep
I'm Gardner Goldsmith filling in for
Hamas.
David.
Let's hear what Scott
and yesterday I had my friend, a man that used to be just one of my heroes. Now he's one of my friends.
Over the past 20 years or so, I've gotten to know James Bovard. October 7th.
A great writer for Freedom. His new book is Last Rights, sort of the follow-up
to
Lost Rights was published about 10 years ago. As you looked at the results of the Patriot Act, the
Gaza,
of the FBI, things like so-called civil asset forfeiture, the war on drugs, incredibly immoral and unconstitutional. I've got a lot of bookmarks in here. I get to ask him a lot
of
good questions, I thought, hopefully, and thanks for your responses. You know, I wanted to try to pick sections that I thought people might say, oh, wow, you know, that's really, and there's even more there, but
hospital.
You're limited for time, so I thought we did a pretty good job, and I hope you'll get that. It's published by the Libertarian Institute, and they've also just published a new book by Tom Woods, and it's called Diary of a Psychosis, and it's, of course, about the lockdown mentality, the jab mentality, and all that stuff. And so now I want to turn to our friend Glenn Jacobs, because James and I both discussed what Glenn posted on Twitter/X yesterday. Glenn, of course, he's still up in New Hampshire, former pro wrestler, went as the character Kane, has been in this house numerous times and had to shoot through the doorway because he's so huge. And I remember one time we walked down to get pizza down at this little store down in the town. And he just, he's so huge, he can't escape his own physicality. It's not just that he's a celebrity, but it's that. You know,
George,
his body is so big,
like
even if he tried to hide his identity,
my ideal
people
right now
would be
is
looking at
him,
you know? It must be a weird situation. I guess you get used to it. You don't know anything different
Gaza,
after a while. But
very odd. It's
but he posted this,
so that the international
and
community
I'll read it to you in case you're listening.
Talking about
he says,
how do we make sure...
Deborah Birx
never
came to Knoxville in September of 2020. In a private meeting, she told us that bars and restaurants should be closed. She admitted that the data didn't support it, but said it was necessary to send a message about the seriousness of the virus. That's marketing, not science. And of course, up in Canada, they restricted travel between the provinces. But I did not discuss, and James and I did not discuss yesterday, on the program.
This is painful
the
for
post
us.
That inspired
we need
Glenn
now to recognize that
to
the Palestinian
post
people
that information
have
about
to have
that private
land
meeting.
The only
or
way
closed
to
door
Hamas
government official meeting because Glenn is now the mayor of Knox County,
Hamas
in Tennessee.
Loses, it's
this
right
came from Kevin Bass.
Need for militancy.
Kevin Bass is an outspoken guy
doing. They
whose motto
to
is live
Hamas,
not by lies.
But understand this, Hamas isn't just fighting.
He's been on
be
Tucker
killed
Carlson's show.
It's
he's been publishing Newsweek.
It's an ideology.
And he's been speaking up
right
about Deborah
so,
Birx and what is in her book.
Point,
now,
especially
we've
about
heard
the
about
hostile
these things before.
The idea
so
that those
I just want to give you another little echo, little reminder to carry this information with us.
Took over,
and hopefully people won't forget this
telling about
as Tom Woods publishes his book, Time Goes By, just like 9/11.
Just
things start to recede in the past. The wrongdoers,
as flimsy
should they get away with this sort of stuff?
Spider webs,
how do we call them
to
task?
And,
how do we keep
think
the fire
it's
going?
Clear that
well, at
the
least we can talk about it, right?
World,
at least we can keep telling
except
the truth.
Except for the United States.
Do not live,
perhaps,
by, live not by lies.
Many of the nations
well, Kevin Bass
in the world,
and
they're organizing governments
from her
are
memoir
starting to turn
explaining
away
how,
from Israel if they haven't done so already.
Curve,
and that's going to have a bearing on what the United
harsh,
States is going to be able to do in Syria, what the United States is going to be able
planning
to do on its aggression against
quote,
Iran. And there's
on
a
Monday
lot
and Tuesday,
coming.
March 9th
so
and
we'll
10th, 2020,
hear some more about
we work simultaneously
this
to develop
nations having rights,
flatten the curve,
back guidance,
the gray zone,
I
and
hope
present
to
this
present
to folks
to the vice
hopefully
president
I put these
at week's
good
order.
Let's just pause
and
there
and make sure
that
I gave you
the exact
wrong
presentation
as we recap the end of
precisely
the year and look at 24. Here we go.
And it runs, even if it were, even if it had been right,
you probably know about that.
It runs counter to freedom.
Back in the day, Democracy
on
Now! They always used to report
first
on Israel's well, one of
the
only
areas where you run into conflict
on Israel's
start to argue
occupation
about what the
area between
should be
Gaza's Rafah city and the Egyptian
areas
side. The
they combine
border.
Everybody.
That's where Rachel Corrie was killed.
Causes what's called the tragedy of the
were taking out all the homes there.
Everyone has
that's when they created
different
that corridor.
Or slightly
but the Israeli
opinions,
military
maybe
gets there again.
Might agree,
they
but
can
most
trap
people
the Palestinian population there.
Exactly how that government tax-funded resources going to be utilized or should be utilized
on Egypt,
right?
And say we're not
you
going
can't
to
reveal your preferences through the
you
market
need to get
because
out to
you're
Egypt
forced to pay for
we're only
going to
let
so
this
everybody
happen if you take
causes
hundreds of thousands
and
of
argumentation
people. And then they start
that to me is
drain
not
the sea
unity
because they couldn't catch the
that's
fish
being forced together
and they
in
assume
corral
that Hamas
that's
will
like
be drained as well because they are the people they're among the people
seeing what happens.
So the strategy in this three-tiered military assault on Gaza,
they wanted to put everybody
which
in their
has
homes
not achieved its objectives yet.
As
the strategy
Dave Adhikaria, who wrote the
genocide
introduction, the foreword
to
Tom Woods' new book,
what it is.
Diary
the
of a Psychosis,
are key
also
to that,
published by the Libertarian Institute,
no way
my friend Sheldon Richmond, one of the people started it, Scott Horton,
Egypt
on the board. He also helped start it.
Max, on your point about Hamas' fighting capabilities, I'm wondering
idea
if you saw this quote
of shutting
from,
things down and locking people down, putting them in
Ireland,
their homes.
Yeah. Retired
the people
general,
like Jay
Bradicaria
and the Great Barrington signers, the Great Barrington Declaration signers said, no, that's the wrong way to do it.
I cannot
you don't
any
rely on unreliable
of the military abilities of Hamas
to get endemic status, some sort of what you think is
Gaza
herd immunity. You're not going to get herd immunity through so-called
vaccinations to the Israeli military.
First,
now
there's
the
a time factor
Israeli
on
state.
First, there's a question on how effective
tank,
they are.
The Institute for
and then,
National
if you were giving
Security
people
studies
a false notion of security,
and
they're now
the
out there.
By the way, recommended that Israel create not only
what
famine,
we hear? We
but
heard,
spawn
well, this is amazing.
Disease,
for the first time, we're actually finding that in people's noses, they have just as much of the
you know,
viral
I mean,
material after they've been jabbed.
And he is acknowledging.
And we're
Hamas
finding for the first
military,
time asymptomatic spread.
Can't be confronted
well, you mean
head
maybe
on
people are getting symptoms after they got jabbed because the jabs aren't
is
working, so they're getting sick.
I mean, this is
maybe there's also a problem with the jabs themselves.
Force against civilians.
Maybe that's actually
then
the bigger problem
he's not
long term.
For an end
and if you actually just allow
ceasefire,
people to deal with what you say is this incredibly deadly virus, which had a 94.6% survival rate across all eight quintiles combined.
Okay, there we go. Yeah,
and a near zero
so,
rate
that's
for
exactly
people under 18.
Now,
maybe if you would just allow, as the people at the Great
the
Barrington Declaration had signed,
and
the healthy
let me make
people
sure that I get it available
maybe if you
for
would just
you
just said, I'm not going to mess with people. Not even allowed.
I'm just going to make sure
maybe
that I queue it up.
Maybe you've just gotten out of it and let people decide for themselves.
For here.
Suggested
okay.
that healthy people go out,
this comes
get
just
their natural immunity
so
by acquiring the virus and building up their long-term
about
cells
1 minute
for
and 25
viral
seconds in,
intervention.
They start to get to this idea
their
of
T cells,
of
then
states.
Maybe... You could then see the elderly
everybody.
And more frail
it's not,
people who were at home
it's just
come
such
out,
an insane demand.
And you would have
that's a demand
herd immunity
that will never
and
be any
a lower
because,
chance of those
you know, people have
frail
the right to
people
exist.
Contracting the virus.
There's another right to exist,
maybe
especially
that would be
if their existence is premised on destroying everyone else's
way.
Existence.
You said we've got to flatten
so
the curve beforehand. You said the hospitals were going to be overrun.
All this, and they
you
decided they,
lied and told
you know,
people the hospitals were overrun when people were going out with cameras and finding no they weren't. When hospital orderlies, nurses, and doctors were doing
lesson, the philosophical
flash
lesson
dances
here,
and line
when he
dances.
Says people have the right to resist,
flash mob
states don't have the right to exist.
That
and you
clearly
see the
had
sleight
to have been choreographed. Where'd they get the time? I thought they were dealing with all these
with
dying
the
patients.
Public health, public
when
security,
in fact,
national
if you look
security,
at
all that,
and compare
your
the flu deaths
your sacrificial lamb
to
the overall
the so-called COVID
but
deaths,
it's the security
it's almost
of the
as
state,
if COVID was a label that they put.
So
on the seasonal
state
flu
perpetuates itself.
The other problem with the
violence,
vaccines is not just whether or not they're reliable,
said was
but
wrong,
it's the time frame in which people get
war
the vaccines
on you
and
on
how long the vaccines work. You have two temporal factors:
the
here.
Overall
one
long
is
term
how long will they work to go backwards? We don't
the
know.
The
and
state
of course, with these, you saw
itself
week after week, the guys.
Well, you know, it turns out
individuals as
will always
the
make
former
sure can said of the
for
CDC,
the greater protection of itself,
well,
as it continues,
told us,
hold it over.
Well,
and repeat,
yeah, now
and
we can't really say that they're reliable
you.
In any way that they
I can
find
threaten
anything.
You for you.
Of course,
all
not.
Of you,
and
plural.
Then there's the time factor
of
when are people getting these shots.
Right.
So a lot
so
of people,
some
people
might get the shots,
that they're part
and then
of
later,
good part
are they now
protected.
Still immune?
But what
how about
they don't
people
understand
who got it 6 months
later?
Is on everybody.
Should they be
and
the only
one
ones allowed
out
for
the future
the public,
once
for the
their
state, for
immunity
the
wears off?
Of the state,
and even now,
and the
federal government,
of
as Russell Brand has
mentioned on his show, and I mentioned on my show on Liberty Conspiracy,
they're putting out PSAs telling people that natural immunity doesn't last. That is the thing that lasts.
People don't want to see it as
tautological.
So
we'll go back to Deborah Birx. And her lies.
John Locke, and
literally
earlier,
admitting in her memoir
going back to Socrates,
on Monday and Tuesday, March 9th and 10th of 2020,
like
we worked simultaneously to develop
the
flatten the curve guidance.
The parent,
I hope
so.
The state
is invaluable.
The vice president
the
at
message
end,
came out of
which
the general
was the exact
will
wrong
from the assembly.
So clearly, we can't question it.
On the simple
the
mitigation measures
all.
Every American
like
could take
moi,
was
I
just
the
first step
Louis
leading to longer. And more
yeah.
aggressive interventions.
Here's more from the
we
gray
had
zone
to
as
make
we get
these
into this concept about states
to the administration by avoiding the
election,
obvious appearance of a full Italian
that's
lockdown.
Is to
no sooner had we
dominance.
Convinced the Trump administration to implement
yeah.
our
what?
Version of a two-week
they don't
shutdown,
have, shows they
then
don't
I was
have
trying
to
figure
exist.
Out how to extend
I mean,
it.
First of all,
yes, were you
states,
telling people about that,
countries,
Deborah?
They don't
15
have
days
like
to slow the spread was
that's just phony. So Israel's right to self-defense. These are just phony
I didn't have the numbers in front of me yet to make the case for extending it longer, but I had 2 weeks to get them. Well,
there's
you weren't going to get those numbers because they weren't
on
real.
Talk live.
And Glenn Jacobs pointed out in the meeting that they weren't real.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. Criticism of the decision to pull former President Trump off the GOP primary ballot pours in as Trump's attorneys have filed an appeal in Maine's Superior Court. Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley.
Don't open a door you can't close, and this is a dangerous door to open, and we need the Supreme Court to step in quickly before we have too many states do this.
In his appeal, Trump referred to Shenna Bellows as a biased decision maker and claimed she does not have the legal authority to remove him from the ballot. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada is making the rounds, showing a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Deobra Delone Redden was wrestled to the floor behind Clark County District Judge Mary Kay Holtis' bench. The judge suffered a minor head injury, and a courtroom marshal was taken to the hospital for a large gash on his head. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
I'm Gardner Goldsmith.
We return. Thanks so much for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter /X at Gard, G-A-R-D, Goldsmith, G-O-L-D-S-M-I-T-H.
Expansion as part of that.
There is no such thing as public health.
Doctrine.
There's no such thing as public safety.
I think the Monroe
or public
Doctrine
security.
Was twisted from the start.
That's the state telling you.
And I think whether they call it
your
the Monroe
security
Doctrine
can be sacrificed,
they're going to use
what
it
they
for
say
your
is
defense.
The good of all.
Of course.
That's the state telling every individual.
For your
you are always an individual.
The state
always
is.
Don't blend into some gelatinous mass when you're out amongst people in this area or that area. Or you're part of this demographic group or that demographic group. Whatever the politicians want to
fascistically
and facetiously tell you.
Song.
You are part
right
of
bones of a yende.
You are an individual.
There is only individual health.
They're your
and the idea that the government can then impose its will on
song.
You.
I don't know that song.
Whether
I'll
it's by
taking
title
your
again,
money or taking your opportunities,
and,
or forcing you to stay inside, taking your other
Tom
liberties,
song,
so-called
the
for the
bones
protection
of
the public health. Means that scatter every individual who remains an individual is always a target for the government. Which then
great
undercuts
stuff.
The very logic
says,
of the government saying that they're
the
working
thank
for so-called
God,
public
out,
health.
Man.
Because if
Jesus
everyone
says,
can be a
China
potential
a victim,
real threat, that
then
means
we should
that
consider
the
fact that we built them up.
Actually the state,
we build up
the
our
government
own enemies
that
to
claims
destroy,
that for everyone,
so we can keep
everyone
the military and industrial
can
complex
be a potential victim
going.
That's a
Karen repeats.
It's a
non-starter
logic.
Aristotle could have talked about that.
You could get this in a sixth grade
logic
based
off a threat that we built to combat Russia.
You get it? They love to put that rhetoric out there.
And I think they love to promote it
for you public.
I think very clearly they want a new Cold War.
Neo-Marxist, cultural Marxist idea. Always time is the little guy.
Because
hidden behind their message
their song New Cold War about 4 years ago,
they nailed it. They nailed it.
You are a danger.
They knew exactly
the Karens out there in politics are going to call the cops if you walk in your dog without a mask.
Like
the little guy has to be protected. That person who's frail and invalid.
Exploit the panic.
They've got to be protected by
Monsanto,
not choice.
Monsanto,
and this is the final point that I'll make.
All the crops are
as
dying.
A free
all the bees are dying.
Proponent,
just
I
amazing.
Try to stress
and, like
the
said,
importance of private
you know, the
property
conversation
and
Jasmine
individual
and
choice,
was,
revealing preferences.
You know, he came to me.
We
and
don't
says,
know
wow,
how
you know,
much security people want when it comes to virus chatted.
Unless
you know,
we let them choose
now, he is just
and the
awesome.
Only way that we can
show.
Let them choose is to let them control their property and their interactions.
Certain period of mourning.
So the less often we have these public places where everybody. These opinions are thrown together
Jordan.
Into the
well,
tragedy
over
of
Rumble
the commons.
Well.
Hey, freaking
the smaller
you there, man,
of political
everything's control, going great.
The
and
better it is.
Shared.
And if you compare away even
and
those small areas
of political control,
line with
if you
all
go to private property,
then you get real individuals
party
choosing,
line.
Do I want to go into that shop?
Says
I wonder what they're like. What's their security
cool,
protocol?
Man.
How much information do I have on
the
threat?
The FBI? You
as
get
people
FISA?
See other
oh,
people interacting
ahead,
and what happens to them,
government.
They
Freegan,
start to say, well,
do I
want to
go into that home?
Blues, thanks for being there.
What's
please
it like?
Share and share alike, everybody.
Do I
want to
stay in that hotel? What are the locks
okay.
and the doors
well,
like? What's their cleanliness want to
turn
to
want to eat at that restaurant?
What's their reputation like?
Let you know what they've got going on.
Have I been invited to
a quick overview of some of the...
What's that person like?
Some of the headlines from
AntiWar.com.
Do I
go to this private
again,
school?
You'll see
over what's
at
their policy like? 100 plus
do they protect kids? Do they have gender neutral bathrooms?
Right?
Memorial.
Not imposed on everybody,
Biden
but choices.
Won't consider limiting Israeli military aid.
What's in the toy store?
We've mentioned that
revealing
before.
Preferences.
Israeli maintains,
rising
Israel
and falling.
Maintains onslaught
based on what you're offering.
Now
if you had
22,
private property,
so it's gone up 2,000
on areas. Then people could say, this
and
is
US
my viral
security
trade
barbs
over
this is what it's like. Do you want to come in? Do you not want to come in?
You can actually
and
ask. And if you're not asking,
Hamas
you're not that interested,
on a new hostage
that's not my
deal,
fault.
As we saw,
I shouldn't be charged
earlier,
with that. That's up
they were
to you.
About a
the more
deal.
Often you have
and,
these voluntary
the
areas of interaction,
the
more
the
often
senior Hamas
you can see
in Beirut.
The results of people's
so,
own choices.
Just
and every time someone leaves one of those
that they
private
to do, and
arrangements,
they have
private situations,
no
they can then
no
enter into a
whatsoever.
New one. And every
so
time that happens,
a little bit about
you see
how,
the
and,
manifestation
you know,
of everyone's interest.
But I wanted to head over
those
into
security
the fact
protocols
that they have no shame whatsoever.
When it comes
well,
to
with government,
it's
one size fits all.
Jason,
you
I'm
can't
so
have
glad
variation.
There,
you can't have experimentation.
You showed such
that's
courage.
Exactly what Deborah
now,
Birx was pushing.
Let me take this
and
time
now let's
to
hear
give you a little something
from Naomi Wolf.
Some guys that I dig
good
a lot.
Good job,
of course.
Glenn Jacobs
they
getting
are
that information
Dan.
Out.
Here's Naomi Wolf.
Let's
hear
from
their music
right now.
From the Peel Sessions.
As I
many
mentioned
years ago,
when we were talking with
man.
James Bovard yesterday, James and I were both at a Tuesday Project conference here in New Hampshire. I think it was a year after I was speaking, Glenn was speaking. Naomi Wolf, Bovard came up. They were guests. And had a great conversation with both of them. And Naomi was, you know, she was very, very much on the feminist issues, that sort of thing, that were maybe typical sort of feminist things. Very much
so
in favor of free speech and that sort of stuff.
But
she had not really dug down into some of the agendas of the leftists and the quotes that they wore, supposedly supporting freedom when they were acting for statism. And been trying to portray people in a gaslight way who might oppose the growth of the state, trying to portray them
of course,
as against
Charles
the little
Bronson
guy,
and
when
the
actually
there, you know
they were
it.
Not in favor
man,
of the little guy and people who promoted the state.
Well, Naomi Wolf posted this.
She says,
stunning
right.
admission.
Yes.
It's a repost from Eric
way,
Hartman.
You probably
she says,
get
yes,
guess.
Okay.
I am managing
we really
this
weren't
over
thinking
over
about
again
what
because
happened
you
after
did
we
helped
the turn
those
year,
people into those box cars.
Before it.
Of course, she's
with their ads
reminiscing,
and like
bringing
that.
Back
so it's really crazy.
Thoughts
I get,
about
I used to get everything
criticism
all set up.
Of Nazi Germany,
have to
of course,
get an ad block,
very appropriate here.
Because I used
the
to get
public health
all
mindset
set up. It was
is very narrow.
I was using Brave, but
that's
I switched
because
over
public
to
health.
Edge.
doesn't care about the individual.
When I'm filling in for David
Knight,
only
cares about
two different browsers.
I want to go to this
show
original post
my show
as we see
Francis Collins,
my email stuff is located,
who was
and,
man,
secretly communicating with
crazy.
Anthony Fauci on how they would counter Jay Bhattacharya and
the
others in our preview for the Great Barrington Declaration, who were giving what was solid traditional medical advice and proved to have been correct.
Courts martial.
Do the regular idea of leaving people free
retired
to associate with each other.
Open letter calling
let the
U.S.
military leaders do what they want.
Countable.
Suggest that
the
Morse rail
stay
inside until you get to a number of people who have contracted
the
virus.
Of active duty
have been healthy
in the Army,
and now have
Navy,
natural
Air
immunity.
Force, and Marine Corps.
Let's see what Francis
got
Collins.
When the
this is of course years now after he wrote secret messages to Anthony Fauci, but we discovered
not really
by the Food and Drug Administration.
Let's see what Eric Hartman has to say.
Proof for emergency.
And here is Francis Collins.
Said some 98% of active duty troops
as a guy living inside the Beltway, feeling a sense of crisis, trying to decide what to do in some situation room in the White House with people who had data that was incomplete. We weren't really thinking about what that would mean to Wilk and his family in Minnesota, 1,000 miles away from where the virus was hitting so hard. We weren't really considering the consequences in communities that were not New York City. Or some other big city. The public health people, we talked about this earlier, and this is a really important point. You're a public health person, and you're trying to make a decision. You have this very narrow view of what the right decision is.
And
that
every
is
member of the
something that will save a life.
To protect and defend the U.S.
Doesn't matter what else happens. So you attach infinite value to stopping the disease and saving a life. You attach a zero value
order.
To whether this actually totally disrupts people's lives, ruins the economy, and has many kids kept out of school in a way that they never quite require.
Collateral damage.
So there you go. Collateral damage. This is a public health mindset, and I think a lot of us involved and trying to make those recommendations had that mindset, and that was really unfortunate. That's another mistake.
In fact,
okay.
I would say right,
as a guy,
that collateral damage attitude, they have no
that's
authority
going to feed into
over
me.
Our
they
topic
have no right
for the last
to
hour
is paid for with
and
my
that is
money
going
my
to be
money.
Douglas Murray
they have a personal
and
right
the
to
callous attitude,
that's all.
The term,
well, it's
morally acquired.
I don't think you understand.
Weapons.
Innocent
in the
people
letter,
get killed in war.
X,
no,
actually,
Twitter,
the traditional rules
first,
of war
the
with a capital W as it is written in the U.S. Constitution
are that you don't kill civilians
on their own leadership, to hold their own leadership.
There isn't a term collateral damage.
Newsweek has contacted Brown
in the traditional
Miller,
view of war.
And yes, there were exceptions that cropped up, but that was supposedly the deal.
The Department of Defense.
Has been
the people who signed on to fight
for
the monarchs,
email.
People who got
but
hired,
they
the knights,
not
the soldiers,
they were the
response.
Ones who put themselves at risk.
However, we have more
and innocent people were supposed to be left
to
out of it because it was state on state.
He posted this one.
People like Francis Collins,
U.S. military members,
represent
now
a new
leaders
kind of war criminal.
COVID-19
liars, cheaters,
after the fact,
and
excusing
we
it. Well,
it's public
health,
just like I
more
said.
More bad news for Biden's military, which is
and
having a critically difficult time with recruitment.
Say,
now,
well,
more than 200 members of the military are calling for
well,
sweeping reforms and accountability
you are
within the armed
creating a
forces.
Situation where people
a document
who might
that
want to handle
spearheaded
their own
by
lives
Commander Robert A. Green,
so.
Jr. of the
You're
U.S. Navy,
lives.
The letter
That's
demands that U.S.
And
military leaders be court-martialed over forced COVID-19 vaccines.
Even if
published on Twitter by veteran Brad Miller, who is
been the
from
right
the Army,
way to go, which we knew
says,
right at the start they weren't.
That's
one of
the
reasons why
why
NewsGuard was going after us at MRCTV because I was publishing stuff
at
the start
said,
of the pandemic,
quote, the email
so-called,
was merely to inform
that ran
military
counter.
Leaders
so they were trying to silence
us. Of troops and
MRCTV
pledging
got,
to the American public
off,
that we will do everything lawfully within our power
of lawyers
to stop the willful destruction of our military by its own
and,
leadership.
You know, we weren't going to change.
A significant portion of the declaration criticizes the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccine
so
mandate
Francis
within
Collins
the military.
Represents
the authors
not
accuse military leaders of breaking laws,
but the,
trampling
the immoral
constitutional
idea
rights, denying
that there can be a government decision
permitting
maker,
unwilling,
unwilling
medical
way
experimentation,
the government decision makers get the
and
money
suppressing
is
the free
by forcing
exercise
people
of
to
religion.
Pay for it.
The declaration outlines
so
grave
all
concerns
of it,
about the current
all
state
of
the nation.
Moral
escalating corruption and failures within key institutions, so including the Department of Defense. Here to join the Army veteran and co-signer of the letter, Brad Miller, as well as Colonel Rob Manus. Thank you both so much for joining me. You said that you've resigned from the Army.
There's some fiction over
for people
Amazon.
Who haven't read this
the
letter, what's going on with military leadership that's causing people to resign from service?
There's a short story.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's a phenomenon that we're seeing, unfortunately, right now. And I say that I'm happily resigned, but that's because I was backed into a corner where I felt like, you know what, I'm in a situation where I can't reconcile my oath to the Constitution, which I take very seriously, with continued service in the military, at least as it stands right now. Nothing against the institution, very much against the leaders that we have running the institution. So I separated myself from the military. About 15 or 16 months ago in the fall of 2022.
As a simple twist
and I'm by no means the only one. But what we see right now
seen through an old
is a growing body of service members, maybe recently separated or resigned service members, their families,
so
who are growing together and are saying those who are
himself.
Leading the military are in full
in
violation of the oath that they have taken to the Constitution.
Here in
and what we need to do is we need to seek change. We need to seek reform because this military right now is not protecting
peace and tranquility to my once
tormented citizens of the United States of America because the leaders are in full violation of the oath they took to the Constitution.
Where a man might walk for miles.
Okay, so the letter talks about service members being significantly harmed by mandated experimental vaccines. No informed consent or religious exemptions apparently allowed. Do either of you know of side effects associated? Were there a lot of side effects from these vaccines in the military, or what happened?
Yeah, they're
planting his boots in the snow.
There have been a significant number of side effects. I personally know
I can recall
a growing number of individuals in which these side effects have manifested themselves. And I say a growing number because, unfortunately, it appears that people who took potentially the primary series
of
shots 2 or 3 years ago and haven't taken any boosters doesn't necessarily mean that they're out of the weeds. It appears that some of those individuals, even a few years later, are having issues that arise that at least appear to be linked to the shots. And is that happening within our service members?
Many years
have
passed since
then. And unfortunately, I think that the Department of Defense is not being open about the number of service members that have potentially been injured by these shots.
Of a time when I was young and vital,
I would just add
standing alongside my friends
Ivory,
in a great and noble struggle.
We have whistleblowers
tragically,
like Lieutenant,
almost all of them
Lieutenant
are gone
Ted,
now,
Ted Macy,
buried beneath
who have
those
come forward with the data
their pale
that they're
bones
seeing in
turning
the,
to dust in unremarkable
the defense, medical
it is all too clear that I cannot return to see them,
like
but I do
which,
have my memory.
Which is linked to
although
the
my loneliness is sometimes profound, I can relive
those
halcyon days. By exercising my mind,
the letter, all
and
violations
through,
of the law,
hair-worn
violations
diary.
Of the Religious Freedom
my
Restoration Act,
from that
which
time
was passed
are set
with
down
the express intent to prevent what is happening to the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces and, that, and those that have gotten out, and people like me who are retiring, relying on the integrity of the leadership to make solid decisions and went ahead and took the shot based on what they were seeing. We are counting on those folks to do the right thing, and
it may seem to you that all these images are rather sedate and bucolic. A cottage in the woods, the drifting snow, a cherished diary.
Or go to Knights of the Storm.
Had I not experienced what I have,
Casey
I might
Parker
be inclined to agree.
And Angry Tiger,
such a judgment.
Angus, find out what
not
they're doing.
From the
Knights
truth.
Of the Storm.
Think me
great.
Mad,
and
if
of
you
course,
must.
Jason has
but it
the
is these
hole.
Very underpinnings of my
does.
Ordinary
Jason,
world
I want to acknowledge what you
that
said
have conspired
here.
To drive
Jason,
me
out of
into
military recently,
of fear.
Retiring,
the sort of chill terror
working diligently
that is unvanquishable.
A document that allowed for religious exemptions
winter evenings
to be,
here can be very
cold by soldiers.
The air can numb one's skin, and great harm
and,
can be dealt to
the
delicate constitution
and
of an old
their
man.
Cases so that they wouldn't
I,
have their jab
or
get
retire early,
discharged.
Retreating to my
Jason
familiar
says,
rocker by the fire,
that was my
where I wrapped
guard.
Myself in
I had an obligation
Yankee
to disobey that jab
and contemplate
because
the
it was unconstitutional.
How lively
if I was
they are
told
at
to
times,
shoot a civilian
rising
in the
up
face,
as if to engulf
to
my entire
no.
world.
Their lambent orange glow is more than sufficient to illuminate the cottage.
Destroying careers as well, says Jason.
The only sound.
I'm going to stop
in the haunting
night. This is very personal to me.
On my lap rests my diary,
so corrupt.
A tiny looking glass to days gone by. As I scan the pages and remember,
the
a curious sensation of warmth
think they're doing the right thing, or they might wrestle
bringing
with it, make a decision, and they say,
lethargy.
Oh, I'm doing the right thing for this reason,
the scribbled
that reason, for my family,
speak
you know,
clearly
I'm following
to
the orders,
long
this sort of
ago,
stuff, it's only going to hurt
telling
me, and this sort of stuff, like, no,
familiar
you're
stories
perpetuating
I hold
a lie,
so dear.
Why are you doing that?
And I cannot
that's
help but feel a
live
pang
not by
of emotion upon reading them.
Let me tell you something.
I am even
about
driven
courts.
To weep,
and I could play my
perhaps
my
it was the salt
right
water
now, but
coalescing.
I want to just switch over real
manifestation
quick
of my
to another story
sight
about court stuff.
But
this
three nights
the climate
ago,
cult,
as I felt slumber coming on,
I didn't know about this.
Something most
but,
peculiar
I think it was Alex
occurred.
Epstein was on
the fire
Fox,
was slowly
and Thomas Kanachi wrote about
its
this
light retreating
so I'm
to the interior of the wood.
A bit, make it a little
and
bit
I
smaller
sat content
here
in my warm and comfortable
show you this
chair.
Left-wing climate group
I had been
fighting
off drowsing judges with an ever-weakening resolve,
cases
hoping to finish a particular chapter.
Yeah.
Written in 1942.
Okay. So,
had I been a younger man, perhaps I would have stayed awake, listening to the howls of the frigid wind.
A little-known judiciary
as it happened,
organization,
my head began to nod, my chin to rest on my shrunken chest,
training
and my eyes
nationwide.
It was then, when I was most
cases
susceptible,
to climate change,
that it happened.
According to Fox News Digital
as
Review.
I tried to remain
so
awake
remember how
a
I
moment longer, the letters
that they
on the
don't
page
have claims
to
yet
move,
right?
Shifting ever
well
so slightly.
Clearly what's going to start
I
happening is
blinked, came back to myself.
Attorneys
but the odd moment had passed.
Within states that are
and there being nothing remarkable to
and
see, my eyes quickly
start
lost
to go
their focus.
Course. To sue.
I proceeded to fall
because
into
now
a deep,
no longer
uninterrupted
on the
sleep
public sentiment.
This
front
sequence of events occurred on the night following as well.
These are
in precisely the same
wind
manner
farms
under
operate,
entirely
how
similar
solar is for large scale
fire had expired.
And recognizing
the room
the
had
cheap,
grown dim,
readily available,
and the grieving
furies
wailed my tormented souls
that are
outside
there,
my little cabin.
And they don't
cabin
like the fact that the United
but
States
what
government
my eyes
locks
beheld
up
this time
a vast
as I retained that final bit of self awareness
and they
made me jerk awkwardly to life.
Imports
the ink
of energy
and moved
coming from places like Russia.
As surely as I breathe.
And they won't allow it.
And
it's a war against you.
Most unholy of all.
That's what it is.
A word.
When they put up embargoes against other people, that's also an embargo
I
against
you. I stared at
you
the faded script
and
on the
say,
page,
well,
but
it's an embargo against
silver,
France,
the message
an embargo
was gone
against Russia. That means
I was
that
left
if
with
you
only
peacefully want to do business with somebody in Russia or Iran,
been
they'll point their guns at you, too.
A fleeting impartation
of
something horrid
just like those
and unspeakable.
Russian oligarchs.
The diary invited further investigation,
without, of course,
I could not bring myself to read it. To read
totally
what I knew to be the simple recollections
no due process
of a young man.
Well, in this case, they want to
I shivered convulsively
and
suddenly aware
and again,
of my age and solitude, I sought the refuge of my
courts. So how much justice
when I awoke
you get
this morning, all memory of that uncanny experience had vanished from my mind.
Institute,
the day was bright
E-L-I
and sparkling with possibilities. And although I first drifted
about
judiciary
project,
as if there were
CJP
something
in 2018
that required my attention,
first of its kind
I quickly
resource to provide
shed my listlessness
reliable,
in favor of a stroll
information
through the woods
about
and some late afternoon hours spent collecting fuel for the fire.
According to the group,
I returned to the cottage tired
has
but contented
to various state
and recalled
federal courts
with a smile.
Including
those days,
I had
exhausted
so,
myself
of course, it's all
in the service of my country,
in
marching back and forth along the
judicial system,
frozen perimeter
as they
of our
war,
camp.
All sorts of things,
a
like
hot meal, a
guns,
beef stew,
like
and a touch
abortion,
of sherry to rekindle my heart, and I was
and
ready
so
to recline
by the
heart.
The government,
my belly was full, and my
rhetoric
spirits were high.
What will happen? The judges,
but as I settled into the old rocker
who knows
with my diary in hand,
now they've got
a strange sense of unease.
So the judges may
it was
end
slow
up
to comprehend
been
building
to follow
ever so
the
gradually
line. The states,
but it probably existed
there,
nonetheless.
This comes as various cities and
the twilight and the glow of the fire
against
reminded me
oil
of something
industry.
Deep something from the previous
as
night
the body of climate
that I should have recalled. Judges
must
could not
consider complex scientific
like a
and legal questions,
dream,
many of which are developed
it was a
rapidly.
Word.
Oh, the speed of science, word. Right, Ms. Smalls?
I must have slipped into an uneasy sleep then.
On its
for
website.
When I opened my eyes sometime later,
the fire
to address
had died.
These issues, the climate
outside,
judiciary project,
the pale
of the
face
environmental
of the moon
law
shone
institute just
is
over the blackened tips of
with
the trees,
leading national
and it cast
judicial
strange shadows
institutions.
On the
you can
floor.
Bet those are law schools, and you're
perhaps
subsidizing
I was still in a dreamlike daze.
Just
but
look up
looking
how much
at those
they
otherworldly designs,
Georgetown or Yale
I felt a peculiar chill.
Institutions
as if
to me,
something most
fouls
had found deliverance from
familiarity
and touched
climate,
me with its cold and lifeless
and
hand. I rose, gripping my diary to my chest, and hastened toward my bed where I thought I might find peace.
Away real climate records and replacing them
without
manipulating
grace,
even my
the way that
thin
they measure
weak,
the temperature
and unsteady.
We're developing
coming to rest upon the mattress.
I laid my diary down on the night table and slipped beneath
from
climate
gate 1 and 2. From
I shut my eyes and for some time sought the intoxicating
nectar and disseminating
of sleep.
A climate science and
it remained
law
elusive.
Curriculum and are conducting seminars
the moon
and
rose higher,
programs
and my unease
in collaboration
grew.
With leading
I
climate
felt
scientists
that the letters in my diary had tried to tell
asked.
Me something.
So
I knew it was a warning, a premonition of
the
future.
Science.
Of that,
must
I was certain.
The science
but the meaning
the
remained unclear.
Pandemic MacGuffin.
I sat up.
You must follow the faulty PCR test. You must follow what Washington, D.C. and the Trump administration tell you.
My body lay before me, spent and emaciated, covered by blankets as if by a death shroud, repulsing me, reminding me
they were lying
of them.
Anthony Fauci also
confused.
Admitted when he
I turned away.
Masks.
I tried to avert my gaze.
Oh, they're so important.
But my
I have
eyes
to lie
fixed
about
on the blanched
being, about
form
them,
of the
about
room.
Them not being
as I listened,
then I can't keep track of my lies. But anyway,
howls,
just keep paying my retirement.
Beyond the walls.
Thank you very much. Oh, did I remind
howls,
you that my wife is head of ethics
like
at NIH?
Souls.
Yeah, that's, I mean, now USAID. Well,
and
anyway,
I understood.
Whatever. It's EcoHealth Alliance. It's,
the moonlight shining garishly through the twisted limbs of the denuded forest slid slowly across the old planking of the floor.
This hour of Free Talk
and
Live
in the swirling grain
Dash,
of the faded pine,
Dash is the
I
cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending.
Twisted
in addition
tortured,
to being one of the world's
screaming
first cryptocurrencies,
like inhuman
Dash
beasts,
was the first
their mouths
project
tearing
to have
apart,
a decentralized autonomous organization
that
to this day
they were the faces
continues
the
to
past,
improve and promote
the
Dash.
Faces
every
of
month,
the camp.
10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one
before
Dash
I fell asleep, I ventured one last
proposal
look at my
to the
diary,
Dash
at the cursed black insignia emblazoned on its cover,
and decide which
and
ones
I knew
move
the word
forward
I
and
had
are
read.
Funded by the Treasury.
I closed
nowadays,
my eyes.
DAOs are plentiful.
The word
but Dash paved
was
the way
hell.
By doing it first nearly a decade ago.
So that's for you,
Dash
Francis
is
Collins.
One of the oldest cryptocurrencies.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And is widely available on exchanges.
That's for you,
including
soldiers
the
who go
decentralized
out,
Maya
commit war crimes,
and in multi-crypto.
That's for
wallets.
You, former
Wasson
SS trooper.
May you ask
Dash.
For forgiveness.
Start
for
by
your
learning
soul.
More at Dash.org.
That's for you, Anthony
Fauci,
Dash,
D-A-O,
Trump,
for sending us 32
EcoHealth Alliance
to promote
Paul
Dash
Zach
on the air.
Visit Dash.
We'll return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk
Dash.
Live.
Dash.
Thanks so much for
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Latest